Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. We're down here live at the 2017 East-West Shrine Game with one of the top standouts from the Pac-12, and it's Treston Deku, the DB, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. Treston, obviously you had a fabulous college career, and that's why you're here today.
Right.
What's the experience been like so far?
It's been great, just, you know, meeting the guys from all over the world and just to compete with those guys. So it's been great. I like it, and I haven't stepped down from the challenge.
Nice, nice. For you, I mean, have you always had the size as a young kid?
Well, kind of in high school, I was just tall and skinny. So, okay. Yeah, I kind of always had the little height with me, so I thank God for that.
Yeah. Pop Warner, were you that kid better than everybody else?
I was a bad little kid, so I wasn't playing Pop Warner.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice. So when do you kind of, I guess, emerge into the guy that we're talking to? How do you kind of find a position and you kind of become the guy that's kind of getting the recognition?
Well, in high school, I had a lot of recognition. I was an athlete, so I played everywhere on the field. And then I guess just when JUCO, when I earned All-American, that's when I really started blowing up and been trending ever since then. So.
Nice. So you leave high school, Joe, the JUCO route. What position?
I played corner.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. So. And then you obviously continued, yeah.
Right.
Because, I mean, sometimes, you know, I get carried away just thinking you were a DB the whole time, and you're like, no, I was, you know, I was a quarterback,
right.
Or, you know, and you mentioned athlete earlier.
Right.
Sometimes you just get recruited.
Right, exactly.
As such. So, I mean, you blow up the JUCO level, and then you arrive in the Pac-12. I mean, that's big-time football.
Right.
I mean, how long, I'm sure there might be some butterflies, confidence never lacking, but with that said, when you kind of get there and start to get, hey, you know what? If I keep doing what I'm doing on Saturday, I'm gonna get to Sunday.
Day one.
Really?
I'm a confident guy. I believe in my ability. And I always knew if I work hard, I can have an opportunity. And I never stop working hard, and I never stop dreaming, and I never stop chasing. So it was never like a days nor a lack of now. I don't wonder if I'm gonna make it to the league. It was just go get it, and that's what I'm trying to go do.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Treston Deku, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. If you folks out there listening miss any of this show in its entirety or would like to download it again, you always know it's available free at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and then you can check out his draft bio at CollegeToPro.com. We'd like to say that will be your one-stop and shop for everything you need to know about Treston as he moves his path towards that 2017 draft in late April in Philadelphia. I ask this of all the guys that come on the show. I mean, what makes you stand out? I mean, if the scouts are in the film room, you're with them, what are they going to love about what you bring to the position?
I think my athletic ability and just my length and how physical I am at the line. And I think another thing that a lot of people like is my trash talk. I like to talk a lot of trash. So you definitely going to hear me if you're at a game.
Let me ask you, is there anything you've ever said that maybe during the game or even afterwards you said it kind of be like mean and tough, and then maybe even after you said it during the game or you got back to your plays, you kind of laughed about it and go, that was just silly?
Nah, because everything I say I mean.
Okay.
I'm about my business, so if I tell you something then I mean it. And you know, a lot of people talk trash back, but a lot of people can't handle it. So it made a lot of receivers fold, and I just take advantage of them when they do that. So it's just getting their heads. It's another tool that somebody gave me when I was young, and I used it ever since.
Nice. Let me ask you this. Who's kind of comparable on the offensive side that you face that kind of can chat back at you?
Here?
Is anybody here?
Nah.
They're kind of quiet.
Yeah, they're kind of quiet. I guess they're trying to, work their craft.
Yeah.
But I prepared for this, so my craft already been worked on. So, that was just to put it on the show. I feel like every practice is a game for me, so.
What were you? Yeah, I think you were with Ralph Green, the practice today. Were you guys singing a song today? Warming up?
Yeah, we always sing a little song. I think it was Lucci, Key to the Streets.
I heard you guys singing. I was like, I couldn't quite hear it. I could hear it, but I couldn't make it out.
Right, yeah, I'm always singing a song, get me going, and just and like a jukebox in my head. So, I like to dance, I like to talk, I like to sing. This is who I am, my personality.
Definitely. What goes unnoticed? And I ask this question because, you probably realize how much scouts know about you that you're probably surprised by.
Right.
But is there anything out there left? I mean, game film study, leadership qualities, maybe the defense you ran where you couldn't showcase certain skills? I mean,
I think everything's on the table. I think they just wanted to see in person because I know a lot of them East Coast scouts, so they've never been in the West Coast or Oregon State. So, a lot of people haven't watched us because our record unfortunately. But nothing. No, the only thing I'm doing now is just solidifying myself that what I put on film is who I am, and that's what I'm trying to do.
You almost had that pick today, right?
I had one, and I should have had another one.
Okay.
Yeah,
yeah, so. That's it. Okay, I mean,
yeah.
You got to like that, right?
Yeah.
Making big plays and a big time up.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Definitely. I need to make a couple more if I can stand out a little bit more.
Definitely. Are you going to Combine?
Yes, sir.
Nice. I'm going to give you some advice. When you arrive in Indianapolis, you got to bring an extra duffel bag or a suitcase, because if you don't, you get so much free stuff that you'll literally leave it in your room or you'll give it away at the airport. And I'm not joking.
Right.
That's a fact. I mean, Under Armour just goes, you'll go over to the Nike suite,
right.
You walk in there, you can get your hair cut, you get a shave,
dang.
You can make a Slurpee, a slushy.
I'm going to make sure I do
that.
And
then you get to start picking out shoes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Make sure I do all that.
And then you go over to the Adidas, and they do the same thing.
Right.
So like I said, make sure you got an extra.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't go to Adidas, though. I'm a Nike guy.
You'll go, trust me. Look, they had Snoop Dogg there a couple years ago.
Yeah, I'm just Nike.
No, still not Snoop Dogg? They're not going to draw you in?
Nah, I'm a Nike guy. I love Nike. You know, I went to Oregon State. It's a big Nike school. Yeah. So.
Well, Nike, if you're listening, you need to endorse and give this guy some contract money when he gets his NFL contract. Do you get comparisons to anybody? Anybody out there?
I say it's crazy how I say this, but I say I can compare myself to three people.
Okay.
I say Tyrann Mathieu because his ball skills, his instincts, and his heart. I say Pat Pete because his attitude, his willing to work, he's willing to be the best, and his technique, and Richard Sherman with his mind and his talk and his body frame. So those are three guys I watch.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Tristan Dekou, kind enough to join us here on the C2P as we're talking some NFL draft. And when you've been down here, I mean, talk about the Shriners Hospital. I know a lot of guys kind of brought that up. What's that like? Just kind of.
It was a great experience, man. I actually been through something in my life. My mom had breast cancer, so just to see those kids fight for their life and fight to enjoy life and, you know, live life as full as, and just to see them putting a smile on their face, and, you know, we was dancing with the kids, man, that brightened up my day, and it just reminded me how precious life is, and it reminded me how good life can be, and how blessed I am to be in this situation. And, you know, a lot of kids is not blessed to be in this situation. So it just humbled me a little bit more. You know, I'm a humble guy, and it just made me work harder, actually.
Excellent stuff. And before we wrap up the show, we always like to throw a couple lighthearted questions your way. You ready to take a shot with us?
Yeah.
All right. Now, this is usually the question you gentlemen enjoy answering the most, and Orion's going to actually have a privy to the last question we have, so you can think about them. Female celebrities. Take any female celebrity out for a quick bite to eat.
I say Rihanna.
Yeah, her name comes up quite a bit.
Yeah, gotta say
Rihanna. If she went to actually all the lunches that she was invited to, she'd probably be like 300 by now because
right.
Her name comes up quite a bit. Take us inside that Beavers locker room. Let's talk nicknames. Who had the most bizarre nickname? How'd they get it?
Let's see. I say Bernard Arnold. He looked like Caesar off of Planet of the Apes. So I called him Caesar.
And then the final question for you. We've been working with Eric Dorsey. He's the man behind the scenes at Illustrative Creations. He paints and themes the cleats.
Okay.
Plus the designs on them. If you could have anything put on your cleats, what kind of design would you want?
I put TD14 on that thing, you know what I mean? Or with my face or something, or with some money bags, or, you know, just something like that, something simple.
Yeah, something simple.
Yeah,
excellent, man. Well, I have a fabulous career. We appreciate you taking some time. Obviously, scouts are waiting to talk to you, and that's always a good thing. But with that said, we'd like to say stay humble, stay hungry.
Definitely.
Stay blessed, and we appreciate you joining us here on the CTP.
Right. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.